got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hi, this is John Dolan, formerly of the Dundee Stars, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome to episode 105. Oh, the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, how's your week been? You been alright?
It's been great, Junior. Living the dream. You can what it's like.
Great. Fuck.
It's been great. You want to ken how it's been great? Because
is Kevin Holt making the Scotland team?
Is Kevin Holt making the Scotland team? Ryan Thompson, mark my words. Right? Kevin Holt will make the Scotland team. Right? I'm not caring what you say. No, I've got my hot water back in the house, so I didn't have to keep going into work even earlier to get showered in the work. I can now get showered in the house.
So for those of you that know Senior but didn't know Senior, right? When for his work, he starts at about 6 o'clock and turns up about half past four.
Yeah.
So when he had to go and get a shower, he was going in at 2:30.
No, he wasn't. He was leaving the house at 4 o'clock. And those that listen in, they know what it's like. The guys, especially the guys that do the night shift, when Senior suddenly turns up when they're on their dinner at 3:30. Morning, lads. And you're not meant to start at 6 o'clock. But hey ho, that's me.
I remember those days sitting in the canteen. Yeah.
Working.
All right.
Fuck.
No, I was in the canteen.
All right.
But no, I still remember that coming in. I'm like, well, are you going to start to fucking 6 o'clock? I couldn't sleep. Up.
Can't sleep. Okay. May as well go to work.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. So Senior's living the dream. He's got his hot water back. I'm sitting here like a full training kit wanker like John Terry, my Stars tracky top on. It was fucking freezing still. So I wore a tracky top in the Husade.
Come on, you're going to be any of the boys, eh? That you'll be like John Terry. There'll be a group photo one week, and you'll suddenly just be on the end of the queue. Hello there. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the ice. Yeah. On the ice when we win a trophy. You're skating around with the team.
Oh, dear. Anyway, let's crack on with the show on that. We will start the show off with our usual. It is our MBE Valeting Services sponsored two-way watch. So, Senior, only a couple of games at the weekend. Firstly, it was for Josh and the Kestrels beating the Edinburgh Capitals by 5-3. Josh had an assist in that game again. Point machine, this D-man. So a win for them, a big win for the Kestrels, but not only the Kestrels, but for the Rockets, who are occupying first spot. It takes a couple of points away from them again. Aberdeen were at home to Kilmarnock and won by 6-2. Dom had the night off, so second choice goalie had the game, with Kilmarnock being bottom of the league. And Gary Kelly, name it right at my head there. Gary Kelly had 3 assists on 6 of those goals. So a good night for Mr. Kelly in Aberdeen. And just on it, the Rockets won their game in North Ayr as well. I think it was 6-0 or it was what's his face? Simpson, who's backed up for us a few times this year as well. Ewan Simpson was in and got the shutout.
Speaking of Josh Saunders and Gary Kelly, I don't know if you've noticed it, but there's been photos put up on social media today of the Stars training. Right? We could probably touch on it when we get to the games. A lot of guys are wearing different coloured jerseys than what they normally wear. And I noticed in one photograph, Alberga and Harlem's were wearing red. and there's somebody else wearing red. And there's a debate in our wee group chat whether it's Josh Gary Saunders Kelly. Or Gary Kelly.
It's Gary Kelly.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, just it's Gary it Kelly.
Yep.
Yeah, I've just seen it there.
It could be that he's... It's good that we could probably now say that he's still on that two-way because he's still training. But, yeah... Did we see him coming into the fold?
Murphy's in,
you never know.
Yeah, Murphy's in blue as well. Nass is in white. That could be power plays and penalty kills.
Potentially, yeah.
I think it is because there's four players in white. Four as white. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be power plays and penalty kills. Or 4-on-4 stuff, 3-on-3 stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
interesting, but good to see if it is Gary that he's back training with the guys, eh?
Yeah, so senior, I know I made a bit of a joke about it last week, but I did fix it for this week, so we can see Kilmarnock sitting bottom of the table in seventh.
Oh, what a shit.
12 losses in 12 games. Rockets still top the league, with 25 points. After 14 games, they now have a game in hand on Aberdeen. Aberdeen 23 points through 15, Caps on 22 through 15, so a 3-point gap opening up there with the Rockets, and the Rockets with a game in hand. And the Kestrels try to catch up on Edinburgh, who are in obviously third place. Kestrels 17 points through 14 games with a game in hand. And that is our two-way watch. Senior, I was meant to start the show with something else on a... And I'm a bad note. Well, not for us, but obviously the news broke on social media this week about the unfortunate passing of former Dundee Stars forward Derek DeCoste. Derek obviously played, God knows how, I think it was about 6 or 7 seasons with the Guildford Flames through EPIHL at the time, and then the BNL. He also played a season with Bracknell in the British Super League. He was an alternate captain with Guildford, and then he actually retired after playing a season with us in what was the Stars' third BNL season, with Rogers' first season coaching. Just a wee, you know, people might not know, obviously, DeCoste. A lot of newer fans, obviously, just in the Elite League and stuff. The BNL fans that are still with us in the EIHL, although he was a shit-hot player. His stats for the BNL senior is 280 points in 201 games. He scored 150 goals.
Fantastic player. Absolute sniper of a player. Yeah. And, sad news again, eh? Especially, came up when I looked at it and I thought, and I seen his age and I thought, fuck, he's younger than me.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that went through my head because, you know, when we were watching Derek DeCoste playing for the Stars, it didn't register in my head. He was the same age or slightly younger than me until I seen the news. And then I seen the 40. Do you see the 40? Him and baby Steph.
Now baby Bucky. Yes. I seen Arlene put it up today as well. And I was like,
I know.
He
was a player, an absolute player, even against us when he was and that was when we had a rivalry with Guildford.
Yeah.
Furthest away teams. You couldn't have picked two teams further away from you and we had a rivalry. And guys like Derek DeCoste, Nicky Chin, guys like that, it was fantastic to watch them. But you absolutely hated it because you just knew when he played against you, he was racking points up. But when he came to the Stars, you know what? He kept it going, eh? And it was just a pity he was only with us for one season. But yeah, really, really sad, eh? And as I say, slightly younger than me, I think he was.
Yeah, 68 he was born. He was born in 68.
So, well, there you go then. He's 3 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Shame.
Obviously, yeah, I've been friends with him on Facebook for years, and, you know, you see him, random things pop up now and again from him. And I'd noticed in my notifications, it was his birthday on the 4th. And I'd missed saying happy birthday. And I'm one of these people. I hate always going on and saying, happy belated birthday. Like, listen, I forgot. You know what? I'm not going to be that dick and be like, you know what? I'm going to send you the token gesture, happy belated. If I see you, I'll ask how your birthday was. But I saw it a couple of days later. I thought, fuck, I forgot to message him. I usually message him. And you know what? I'm kind of glad I never, because he actually passed away on the 3rd. It was the day before, before it all started coming out on Facebook and stuff that he'd passed away. Absolute unbelievable player. He was the first person I ever saw with the soul patch as well.
Yes.
Remember that little thin soul patch? That was always what reminded me of him.
Yeah.
Our thoughts obviously go out to all of Derek's friends and family, former teammates, obviously people associated with the clubs, you know, the Stars that all, you know, I noticed Arlene had posted, Andy McCartney even messaged me this morning as well about it. It was one of his favourite players, although it's just a season. But especially everyone at Guildford as well. He was a big, big part of the Flames organisation for years. Obviously, he would have played with Dickers. Head coach of Guildford now, he'll probably be hurting a bit as well, the news as well. So, again, our thoughts go out to everyone that was friends and family and ex-teammates of Derek.
Yep.
So, looking back at last weekend's games, the 51 Club sponsored game review. So, we were in Cardiff on Friday night. And, a bit of a shock. It was goalless after the first period, and we thought, okay, great, we're keeping it tight. Josh McDonald, 33 seconds into the start of the second period, put the Devils 1-0 up. Stars then went on a little bit of a rampage. Zach Sekos, assisted by Ben O'Connor and Kyle Pouncey at 23:02, made it 1-1. Cole McDonald had a farm. At 29:24, assisted by Keanu Yamamoto and Brett Gravel. Stars then scored at 46:03 through Cameron Kiley to make it 3-1, assisted by Gravel and Sonch. Reid Duke pulled one back on the power play at 56:15. And then it was the, is it a goal or is it not? Well, Devils fans, it was a goal. Brendan Harms with the empty netter at 59:59. Assisted by Spencer Nass, giving Stars a 4-2 victory in Cardiff.
In Cardiff. First time for what? 4 years or something, they were saying? 3 or 4 years? Following the game, I think I went through every emotion, because we'd got to the end of the first at 0-0, and I thought, boys have done well.
Content, happy, good.
33 seconds into the period. I thought, fucking go again. And then we then score two goals. We go in at 2-1.
Yep.
We then get another. And we're at 3-1. I'm thinking, oh, here we go. And then Cardiff scoring the power play. And I'm thinking, here we go again. It's Belfast all over.
Yeah.
And they're going to equalise. And then they're going to either score again immediately, or they'll go and win it. And overtime or a shootout, and then I seen it coming up, goal, and I'm like, oh, it's under review, who is it for? And I couldn't look, and then I'd noticed that it was Stars, and I thought, well, if we get it, it's 4-2, if we don't get it, it stays 3-2, I don't care, we've got 2 points and we're up the road. By all accounts, for the people I've spoke to that actually went in the game, they were saying it was quite similar to the perfect road game. The goalie was unbelievable at times, kept within the game. And it was one of those games that I think everything probably went in our favour. They may have underestimated us. And I think the travel helped them going down the day before. That probably helped. So they weren't traveling on the day of the game and stuff like that. And fantastic result. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Did not expect it, but when it happened, you're over the moon.
Yeah. Well, obviously, last week we did have that conversation about travelling down the day before. I told you to keep your mouth shut. Pete did message us to say that he listened in and he was a bit unsure on whether or not it was true or not now, so he didn't plan well enough for it. So sorry to Mr. Russell on that one. But you know, shit happens, mate. But yeah, listen, my man on the ground in Cardiff was incorrect though. Mr. Bounds wasn't back from injury. Obviously he was part of my three players to watch. Bounds was meant to be back. They were saying that he was hopeful that he was going back for the Stars game and then rest him on the Saturday or the Sunday, whenever it was they played next. But it was obviously he wasn't there at all. It was Caruth still, which is always good to see because I really do like beating Matt Caruth. I really do.
Oh, so do I.
I think he's a bit woo-cock.
Yeah.
He's a good goalie, but he's a bit woo-cock.
Oh, he's a good goalie. He's a good goalie. Always. Kimmer is we Matt Caruth with me, right? He's a bit like Alex Dubois, right? You always think he's going to go, eh? He is just going to go into a meltdown. But what I think about Caruth is I like to see Caruth fight Jarrett Fisk.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because I think Caruth thinks he's a bit of a scrapper, right? He always wants to get involved. And I think Big Fisk will fucking go with him.
Caruth, I believe Caruth has been in a couple of goalie fights before and he is tough, seemingly.
I don't care. But Jarrett will knock him out.
So, listen, a well-deserved 2 points on the road in Cardiff. To then come back Saturday night, right back up the road, and host the Manchester Storm. So Storm went 1-0 up through Owen Griffiths at 6:51. Stars equalised on the power play through Brendan Harms, assisted by O'Connor and Sekos at 12:20. Stars took the lead before the end of the first period at 14:06. Cameron Kiley, assisted by Dow and Harms. Alex Doust and the Dirt is gone at 25:55, tied the game again for Manchester. Philippe Sonch then put Stars 3-2 up, assisted by Sekos and Gravel, 27:25. Cam Critchlow equalised at 34:38. And then Alexis Doust at 45:29 gave Manchester a 4-3 victory. Listen, I said it at the time, during the game, and in Mark's exact words after the game, at the start of his interview, was we pissed away 2 points. I actually said, this is pish. The game was pish. Both teams were poor.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people were saying that the whole thing was flat, right? And I can understand it being flat. Right, we were on so much, probably on so much high coming up for the Cardiff game, right, and we won. And then I think, I'll be honest with you, I was flat, right, based on the fact that they had the memoriam thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of faces up there that had passed away in 2024 and we missed them so much. And I was just, me personally, I just couldn't care less about a hockey game when I seen some of the names come up, and especially for us, for when Mike came up. That was me gone. I couldn't care less about ice hockey. And it was like a minute silence, a minute applause. So there's 2 minutes. The players are standing there. The players could probably realise what was going on. And you know what? I thought we started okay. I thought the first period, we sort of played quite well. And then after that, I don't know what happened. We were just so flat. And as Mark says, we pissed away 2 points. Individual started doing individual things. We started doing all the things that we shouldn't be doing. And we kind of play for 20 minutes and expect to beat a team like Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing. Probably one of the worst games I've seen there this season. And probably for a, even going into part of last season, that was a horrible, horrible game to watch. Listen, they're not a bad side. They've got some decent players, right? The guy you touched on it last week about your three to watch. The guy Doust, he was man of the match by an absolute mile. He really stood out. We mentioned Ulla. We also mentioned Cam Critchell loves a goal, and lo and behold, Critchell is scoring. I don't know. I just kind of put my finger on it. What happened? But after beating Cardiff 4-2, it could have just been that everybody expected we just come back up the road and we just roll over them, and that does not happen.
Did Mark say that about individuals making individual plays? I didn't watch all of the interview.
He certainly got on about players weren't doing the right thing. They were selfish and something like that.
Because I said, again, I turned to you and said it, and Shannon went, what do you mean by that? I said that we've went to playing hero puck right now. We've went to guys doing it all themselves. There's no lot of passing. There's no lot of system team play. It's, I'm going to go and try and get us back in the game, or I'm going to go and try and put us ahead again. And it was that. Listen, Mark doesn't use travel as an excuse. The schedule is an excuse. But it wasn't until I was looking back on this today, again, I was getting the show ready. 8 games in 15 days is what we played.
I know.
Four home, four away.
I think it was Connor had messaged me after the game, because he was at the game, and he asked me and Billy, how's the game? And I just went, bish. And we got into a wee bit of a conversation, and I'm fairly positive it was Connor. It says, we've just played 8 games in 15 days.
Yeah.
Like one every second day, I knew the schedule was heavy. I just didn't realize it was as bad as that.
No, I don't.
It doesn't help, but I know that Mark will not use an excuse.
We won't use it as an excuse, but it's the point of 8 games in 2 weeks. 8 games in 2 weeks,
Junior. When I played basketball, right, I'm 6'5". I used to sit on a minibus to Cumnock, right, which is, 2.5-3 hours away. And when I got off the bus, I couldn't move. And that was just for 3 hours in a minibus. These guys have got a luxury coach, right? So I could imagine what they're going through. And they're travelling for 8-9 hours.
Yeah.
And then having to skate and skate hard. You know what I mean? So,
and then take the 8-9 hours back up the road again.
Exactly.
And then play the next night.
Yep.
Or get a ferry in between that.
Yeah. So I know that other teams have got schedules. We've got the travel. It's part and parcel of what goes on in the Elite League. Yeah. It's not an excuse, but it certainly will have an impact.
You know,
and it could just be players are mentally tired more than anything else.
Yeah, Gary Monroe said that to me on the way out. He's like, oh, what do you expect of this being Cardiff last night? Blah, blah. I went, but they're paid to date. They're professional sportsmen. Like, winding him up at the same time. But you, when you sit back and look, 8 games in 15 days is ridiculous. And this is obviously one thing that on social media when he left, before coming back, Spencer Nass had mentioned, this league will not progress until they sort a scheduling thing out, where it could be a Wednesday and a Thursday. Look at the NHL, for example, right? When there was no games Christmas Day, I don't think there was any games Boxing Day, I don't think there was any games on the 27th either, or the 28th, or maybe one or two games on the 28th, and then games on the 29th again, then Hogmanay, New Year's Day. Is there a need to have Boxing Day off, 28th off, game again, 30-31st? Is there a need for those tight schedule? Probably not. And then you've got another day off on New Year's Day, then play Cardiff again in the second. It's mental.
But ice availability has a lot to do with that, right? So the running joke with us on Hogman A when Belfast were late was, what's going to happen when it gets to 5 o'clock? Because that's when the council workers stop working. Are they just going to shut the rink at 5 o'clock and turn the lights out and stuff like that? But joking aside on that, that's maybe what the Stars have got. They've got ice time. They need to share the ice with a lot of other sort of sports, whether it's ice hockey, whether it's curling or whatever, figure skating, just normal skating. We've got to share that ice. So we could probably only put games in when we've got the ice availability. And there'll be other teams like that. But there'll be teams that don't have that issue. So potentially your Sheffields, your Nottinghams, things like that, they may not have to play 8 games in 15 days because the availability of their ice could be what's around them. Look, Sheffield will just say, all right, we'll just go and play a nice Sheffield then. Look, they could play to 2 rinks. So it is difficult, but I totally agree with what Spencer said before he left about scheduling. It's no ideal. Like the Stars had tweeted that or put on social media for the first time in history, whether it was Elite League or in their history, I think it might certainly be the Elite League
history. They said franchise history, I'm sure. I think the BNL would have done it.
So did I. But you know what? That's what they've said. 4 games in a row, over 2,000 people. Right? Have you spread out the schedule, and then it ends up that you're playing on a Wednesday night, you're not going to get that 2,000.
No.
And depending on who you play, it could be half that crowd.
Yeah.
But what I would probably say is, don't go Saturday, Sunday. Why can't we go Thursday or Friday and then Sunday? You know? But I totally agree with Spencer. The schedule is horrendous. It's horrendous for all teams. And it doesn't help that we're now and coming in just around about in the middle of January, right? And the fucking Challenge Cup's still going on. That does not help. Get that right. I'm going to say it again. Get it in the bin. Right? Get it in the bin.
Get it so far to fuck.
Yep.
I'll definitely. Get it to fuck.
Definitely. And then what happens is then you've got more weeks to play in the season. Yep. So you're not playing 8 games in 15 days.
No.
But yeah, Manchester, Cardiff, absolute buzzing. Manchester, so disappointed.
Yeah. So obviously there was still no Alberga and still no Craig Moore, which obviously allowed Jarrett and Dick the goalie, Sabo, to back each other up on both nights. Hopefully though, one or t'other, you know, we've seen Moorsey obviously in the pictures, Moorsey's on the ice, we've seen that Alberga's back on the ice. Hopefully they're back this weekend, give us a full roster. But this is where we sit with league standing. So Fife still bottom, still no change, 6 points through 26 games now. Manchester catching up, so they gained 2 points on us after that win. 21 points through 25 games, but still in ninth place. Stars still occupying that last playoff spot with 22 points through 29 games. The Clan, 24 points through 26. Guildford in sixth, 31 points through 27 games. Currently 32 through the same amount of games. Nottingham up to fourth, 33 points through 26. Sheffield climbing up to third again, 34 points through 26 games. Belfast, 37 points in second place. 2 games in hand on league leaders Cardiff Devils, who are 40 points through 28. So 3 points behind Belfast with 2 games in hand.
Yeah. What did I say last week about the Clan? We're only so many points. We're only so many points above you. Look what happens. All of a sudden, they're only 3 points above Manchester. And it's that tight. That's why, from our perspective, you cannot afford to be losing home games to clubs that are around you. like yep. Manchester Storm.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So it is that part of the show now where it's time for seniors, the good, the bad, and the damn right ugly.
Yeah. You know what, Junior, we've actually touched on them already. The good was the Friday night win in Cardiff. Totally unexpected. I don't think anybody would have had us going into Cardiff and winning, which we did, so that was a good. The bad, I just think there's inconsistency creeping in again, and we're not playing for 60 minutes again, and that's resulting in losses when we potentially should be winning games. And the bad, excuse me, is the loss to Manchester. And without being disrespectful to Manchester and saying the words, we shouldn't be losing to teams like a Manchester, what I'm really meaning to say is it's a home game. The expectation is we should be going out there and winning. And to put in a performance like that, it was an ugly, ugly performance. And we probably deserved to get beat. I think we're probably just lucky that it was only a one goal defeat, because it could have been a hell of a lot worse. So that's it. The good is the Devils win. The ugly is inconsistency. And the bad was the loss against the Manchester Storm.
Okay. Senior, I actually did forget to ask you again, like I always do, who was your man in the match against Manchester?
Zach Setbos. I think he had 1+1. So I'm just
going 0+2.
Was he? Right. Yeah. So I'm just going to give him a, I'll just give Zach it for that. I've probably tried to wipe the Manchester game out of my memory, Junior. It was that bad. But from what I can remember, I think Zach was probably about our best player.
Yeah, I actually thought you only played for a period, in all honesty, or not played for a period, he played obviously all three, but I think he was only really effective one period. I think he kind of fell out of the game the second and third. I'm actually going to go again, agree with the sponsors by the match, in Brendan Harms. He was 1+1.
Okay.
Listen, my opinion, shut up.
I know, yeah. Eric just gave it to Ben O'Connor just for shits and giggles and annoy people, but I better not. The Ben O'Connor fan club is going strong.
Yeah, it is indeed. Okay, let's look ahead. Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game preview. So two games this weekend. Saturday, we are away to our unwashed friends, the Fife Flyers. And then Sunday, we're at home to the Nottingham Panthers. Fife, listen, there's no getting away from it, right? Fife, although they're going through their struggles, they run... Who was it they played on the Saturday? They played something on the Saturday. I think they only lost 4-1 or 3-1. Is it Coventry at home?
Yeah.
I think it might have been.
They lost 3-1. I think it was 3-1 at Coventry.
Yeah, and then they go down to Guildford and get pumped 7-1. So, listen, regardless, listen, at home, the old barn, Fife, hostile crowd, they'll be up for it still. They're disappointed. They're raging about how results and stuff, but they're bringing guys in again. You know, they've got at least three full lines now. Voris, the goalie, is still pish. He's still not won a game.
And he's getting out of the games just now, eh?
I think Owen's dealt him a fucking hand enough. You're done. Nah, I think Owen will be back in goal on Saturday.
So do I. Yeah.
Owen will be back Saturday. But, Johnny Corn. You're telling us. Tell us something.
I'm telling you. If we go in with the wrong attitude, right, we'll get bit.
Yeah.
Fife have got 6 points, right? They will not finish the season on 6 points. They will start to win games.
And yeah, of course they will.
Teams including us, didn't go in there with the right attitude into Fife. On your own home ice, it could be a different story. But going into Fife with the wrong attitude of they've only got 6 points, they're bottom of the league, you'll get bit. And all it needs is for Shane to play and play the way we know he's played before for them, and you just kind of get the puck past them.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. I'm concerned that we might be the team that could end up losing to them if we don't have the right attitude. If we play like we played the periods 2 and 3 against Manchester, we will get bit.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll go in with the wrong attitude at all. Don't think that's it. I don't think this team are capable of that. But I just think it's whether or not during the game that they perform well enough. It's no turning up with the wrong attitude.
I'm not saying they're going to go across there with a lackadaisical attitude, but when the game begins and you might get stuck in a rut and you kind of get out of it, or you maybe go up a couple of goals early and you think, 2-0 after 10 minutes, we're cruising this. If you take your foot off cruise control, bam, that'll be it.
To be fair, I haven't seen that from this team this year. And obviously, we've pumped Fife a couple of times now. Mm-hmm. We've put 7 past them, three times. We've put 7 past them. And every time, we've kept fucking going at them. So it's not like we back off. So I don't think that'd be an issue. I just think it's maybe, you know, if it's a poor performance then. So listen, for me, you know, 3 players to watch. Obviously, Lucas Chiodo is back. And he's obviously doing his thing for his granddad as well. Was it 200 pound?
Can't mind.
A point. It's going to charity. Every time he gets a point, he donates £200.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, like can't that. Remember. I've seen him doing something, but honestly, can't remember what it was.
Yeah. So he's 6+19 through 25 games. So he's the only Fife player that's averaging a point a game. Now I didn't care to say his name the last time, and I was listening to Hockey Laura on the webcast the last time, our good friend, and she said it was Cheehy, not Cheehy. It's Cheehy. I don't understand how that is, because it's a CH in the middle of the fucking name and just a C at start. But Cheehy. So Cheehy, when you hate to look out for Cheehy, he's 12+8 through 26 games.
It's like you're laughing, is it?
Cheehy. But the other one that I'm going for is Carroza this time. So you've got other guys like Martineau, who had been out injured. I don't know if he's back yet. Ryan Foss as well, if he's allowed to play. We don't know if he's suspended yet. He's still got that game suspension to serve. But Carroza, he's also come in after being with Nottingham. He's 5+4 through 15 games, but he seems to be putting up the points recently since Johnny Curran's kind of taken the reins from Tom Coolen. But Johnny's got them playing, we said it before, he's going to have them playing that Danny Stewart grinding out game. And that means we've got to play it twice this weekend, because we've got the Danny Stewart game with Johnny Curran with Fife. And then we've got Danny Stewart on Sunday with Nottingham. Senior predictions for the Fife game.
3-2 Stars.
So I've went 4-2. So we're going to score an empty net. Nottingham, surprise package this year, I think. And fourth after a poor start, I think.
Yeah, and the way the way they've suddenly hit form is probably a bit worrying for a lot of teams. In a way, you know what? They probably deserve something after what they've went through as a club. And I think Omar probably deserves something as well, because he's at the forefront of it. He's had a lot of shit thrown his way. But listen, he left us. He's went to a bigger club, right? You can't argue with that. He went to a bigger club. He's took the opportunity. Then he got a bit of shit. Then he had to deal with what happened with Adam Johnson. And all of a sudden, the teams began to click. And it is a worry. However, if we play the way we can play on home ice, there is no reason why we can't beat them on home ice. We've beaten them away convincingly. And if we get in about them, we could win. And personally, I think we should win on home ice.
Yeah.
Regardless of how they're playing. But they have had a bit of form. There's no doubt about it. And it's going to be a big challenge. I'd like to hope that on the night before at Fife, that we're about 7-0, about midway through the second, so we can maybe have a wee bit of a breather and keep a bit in the tank for the Nottingham game, because it's going to be a hard physical game, I think.
Yeah. Three players to watch out for, and to be fair, without even looking at the statistics, you know, these three were going to be their top three point scorers in the league. So Sam Herr, 15, how are you? 15 plus 12 through 24 games. Henbrandt, 14 plus 11 in 26. And Kontos, 10 plus 15 through 24. So their top three.
Very consistent.
Yeah. You know, Henbrandt is the only one that isn't quite a point a game. The other two are just above a point a game. He's 1 point below a point a game. But then they've got other guys who are still sitting there all about 17, 18. 16 points as well. You know, some good players in that roster.
Yeah,
there's a guy, Christoph, as well.
Yeah. And I think they've probably got their goaltending situation sorted out as well, which helps. I think the guy Bednarz seems to be a very good netminder. So
yeah,
it's going to be an interesting game. But as I always say, Junior, we're at home.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think we this sounds that we should be looking to win, right? We should always look to win. But on home ice, I always fancy our chances. If we play to our capabilities, I fancy our chances at home against any team in this league. But you've got to go and work hard and do the right things. And as Mark says, don't go and piss away 2 points. Don't be selfish. And if we all stick together, then I think we're going to cause a shock on Sunday.
I don't think it'll be a shock, because I think we should win it.
I think based on the way we sort of played against Manchester, based on league positions, right, and the form, we just being our usual, consistently inconsistent, and Nottingham really playing really consistently over the past few weeks, they'll go on as favourites without a shadow of a doubt. Mm-hmm. So I think it would shock a few people if we won.
Yeah.
But you're like me. Home ice, it shouldn't be a shock if we beat Nottingham Panthers.
Yeah. Prediction?
I think it could be low scoring. I think it could be something like the 5. Come on, I'm going to go 3-2 again. So I'm going for 3-2, 3-2.
I'm going for 4-3. And both of us have us having a 4-point weekend.
Yes.
So you know what that means? 0 points.
Sorry, everybody. Hands up to that.
God, I know. Okay, round off the show. It's the Slimming World with Stella sponsored on this day. I'm going to do it back to front this week. Or actually, I'll just change it up a bit.
What are you doing? Turning round?
So, on this day, we had one game in 2017
It was a home league win versus the Edinburgh Capitals by 6-0. Goals by Mikael Lidhammer.
Player.
2 goals by Brett Switzer.
Player.
2 goals by Ashley Settle yourself, Matt White.
Not so much your player.
And the final goal by the man, the main man in that team, Justin Farina.
Legend.
And senior, after our conversation the other week on this day, this was the game that he went after Sean Beattie.
Got ya. Got ya.
This was the game. He
still
he
got, see it now.
It was 3:54 into the game. Justin went after him. Justin got 5 minutes fighting, 2+10 for instigating. Craig Sescon got 5 minutes for fighting, 2+10 for instigating. Travis Fullerton, who was Edinburgh's goalie at the time, got 2 minutes for interference. And Sean Beattie got, I think it was 2 minutes for roughing, or he got 5 minutes for fighting. Now, you're impressed that I've just done all of that penalties off the top of my head.
That's because you've got a screen in front of you. You remember that fair.
Genuinely, so, that all came from my head. I only wrote down the scorers.
Was it not because... Was Sean Beattie no trying to run players right at the start of the game?
Yeah.
Or did he know...
I think he took a run at Switzer.
Elbow, did he not throw an elbow at somebody on the wet past and his elbow come up? And I think Justin had had enough of it. And
he just fucking thought, fuck lost it.
You're going. And if you didn't go, you're getting an absolute hammer.
Yeah. The boy Hertel, he got the 2 minutes for roughing with Sescon because Sescon went after him. Yeah. I think he went for the biggest boy in the ice, did he?
Yeah. I think there was someone like that. It was either that Sean was throwing his body out of the place, but someone tells me he caught somebody with an elbow or a knee.
Yeah.
And Justin just went fucking bonkers. But yeah, so that was that game.
Yeah. No signings or leavers. However, 2 birthdays on this day. First off, in 1995, quite fitting though that we're playing Nottingham this weekend for this one. On this day in 1995 was former Stars captain Fabrizio Ricci. So happy birthday to the rat that is Ricci. And from a rat to a goat, on this day in 1981, the legend of Dundee ice hockey, born on this day, John fucking Dolan.
Yeah, John fucking Dolan. He must be with ages with me now.
Well, I've just told you, 1981. I've just told you, he's only 10 years older than me.
Yeah, I know.
It is the goat's birthday.
Yeah. Can what? You could sit here and hear a show about John Dolan if you wanted to. There's so many superlatives you could say. But yeah, we know he listens. So happy birthday, JD.
Happy birthday to JD. And for everyone else that listens and anyone associated with the club that listens, it's about time we got that 16 retired.
Definitely.
Telling you, that jersey should 16. Be in the rafters.
Yeah, there's probably more you could add to that. But certainly 16 should be there. I would say 27 should be there.
Seven. Who gets the seven though?
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. You could argue for the Craig Phillips 7, otherwise known as Tam. Or you could argue for the 7 for Marshy. And you could potentially argue that maybe Farina could be there as well.
See, I thought about Farina there, certainly, but it was only 2 seasons. Like, that's where it comes to me. It was only 2 seasons of Justin. Because then if you look at it that way, do you then invite the conversation of, now I know somebody wears it now, but 15, does AJ get it? Man wore his heart in his sleeve for this club for 3 years.
So yeah, yeah. Listen, but, mate, we could do a whole show 16 on that. Let's do that in the summer.
Let's do a show. Let's do it. That's it.
We'll do it. We'll do it in the summer.
Certainly
we'll
16. 16 should be like there. 100%.
16 and 27 should definitely be there. Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that is this week's show. Thank you again all for joining in. What?
Guess what? Listen, the show's nearly finished, right? And there'll be a certain person sitting thinking, they've no said nothing again this week.
I forgot the picture.
They've no said nothing.
You right? should have done it in the game review.
I know. So you'll now be sitting there. Bright red face going, couple of dicks have mentioned it again. Yeah. The Manchester Storm backup goalie.
Alex Oldell.
Manchester Stars fan.
Yep.
He kind of stopped looking at her.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
She kind of stopped looking
at her. She was complaining. She was complaining. Right.
What?
For the first two periods, right, she couldn't see him because of Bob's big fat head.
Oh, is it? I thought it was because Jensen fell asleep on her, crashed out.
No. that was Larry because it's like, oh, I'll tap the bear. Give me the bear, Steph, give me the bear. And then just sort of giving it up. Oh, look at me.
I'm mum material. Oh dear, right, okay, that is this week's show.
That is it. Listen, I'll tell you, see, during the summer, we should get Oldell on. I'm telling you, I think he'd be up for it.
Wow, how do you hate to say these things? I've already got it in the works.
Oh, Alex Oldell, welcome to Dundee.
Yeah, imagine
he was our backup next year.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. It's been another ridiculous episode. We've absolutely shit. Listen, we've predicted 4-point weekend. Hopefully we are sitting here next week talking about a 4-point weekend. People complaining about it being flat last weekend. As I say, there was, you know, the memorial stuff and that before the game probably caused a bit of that. I got a bit of stick on some other supporters group. For not banging the drum as often on Saturday. But listen, can they care less? It was a shit game. It was a flat game. Nothing got me excited. And we're going to get going. But listen, if you are complaining about it, be loud. Be loud on Sunday. Bring your A game. Bring your shout in. Bring your vuvuzelas. Gary Monroe, get your vuvuzela. He's got a vuvuzela.
Somebody else had a vuvuzela that other weekend, did they?
Yeah. God, get him on Amazon and that. But yeah, listen, let's be loud then, right? Everyone bring it on Sunday against the Nottingham Panthers. And we shall see you there.